You're listening to the Sound of Mobile 92 Zoo. It is Hangout Radio. I'm backstage. I'm Mystic Marge. And I'm pretty excited right now because I have one of my favorite current musicians sitting right next to me, Mr. Leon Bridges.
Hey, hey, hey. What's up with it, man?
How are you today?
I'm good. Just chilling. I'm glad to be out here. It's beautiful, man.
First Hangout experience.
Yes. This is actually technically our first American festival.
You're kind of new to
started off right. Yeah,
you're kind of new to this music business thing, huh?
Definitely.
How long ago did you start writing music?
I started writing songs and playing guitar about 4 years ago.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-mm.
You're like Bill Withers. You know, you ever hear like the Bill Withers story?
Yeah.
Like, I just picked up a guitar one day and I wasn't terrible at it.
I'm not even worthy enough of that, but, I'm no guitar player, but, you know, it's a great tool to write songs, you know.
I just saw your show in San Francisco not too long ago, and
nice.
I saw your guitar skills, and you're not bad.
It's just, you know, boo-boo head style playing, you know.
And how old are you, Leon?
I'm 26.
From Fort Worth, Texas, right?
Yes.
I got to tell you, one of the things that I got most out of your show, and first, I took my 11-year-old niece to her first concert ever, and
Whoa.
She wanted to see you and my mom.
Wow.
They are so obsessed. And, you know, first concert experience, that's a big thing.
Wow. Thank you for that.
And it was beautiful, man. When you sang Take Me to Your River, I mean, my mother was in tears. It's a beautiful thing. But you talk about your mother so much in your show. And it's so endearing and such a beautiful thing. And I think you connect to the crowd really well that way. But obviously, your mom's a big influence.
Yeah, definitely. You know, my mother and father separated when I was very young, but my father was still in my life. But, you know, I spent, you know, majority of my time with my mother, and we went through hard times together. And so, you know, my mom really made a big impact in my life, you know, and she's always been my rock, you know. And so, yeah.
And, you know, it's such a Southern boy thing, too.
Yeah, definitely. All day, you know.
You tell you were a Southern boy through and through. And I love that you don't try to hide it at all.
Mm-mm.
You know, I'm a proud Southern girl as well.
Yeah, we bring it everywhere. To Europe, you know, this is who we are, who I am, you know.
I got to say, you know, I've been following you for a while, for a very long time. And when I first heard, you know, Coming Home, I thought of Stax Records, Memphis, early 60s. And a lot of people try to pull that sound off. You're so genuine about it, you know. So what did you listen to growing up, you know, that really sets you off into that?
Yeah. You know, I would say that what my sound is a collection of just different things that I've been inspired by in my life. And so when I was growing up, you know, I listened to whatever came on the radio. And so, you know, it was Ginuwine, Usher, all that R&B stuff, you know. And so, you know, I would hear Curtis Mayfield and Stevie Wonder from my father, and I would say that planted a seed, but, you know, I didn't really dive into this type of sound until I was about like 22 years old. And I'm no soul disciple or anything, you know. I tell you the truth, I don't know much about it, you know. I know a couple of artists here and there. So when I went into the studio, you know, it was just kind of my idea of what that would sound like in my own way.
Well, you know, I always talk on my radio show, you know, I think music goes in cycles. And right now, I think with Muscle Shoals documentary coming out and the Alabama Shakes and Nathaniel Rateliff, you know, the 60s and the soul movement, and that passion is back. People are starting house bands again, you know, and it's all going back analog. Like, people are doing tape machines. And I think that you are a huge leader of that. And, it's just, you know, crazy to me that people I always talk about your music with are people who don't know about any of that soul stuff, and you've really turned them into that, and they've gone and listened to some older music because of it.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's beautiful to be making this type of music in this day and age, you know. Because you go, you know, if we go 20, 30 years from now, kids won't even know who Marvin Gaye is. And I'm not saying I'm here to fill any void, you know. I'm just another person in the line of that, trying to honor those guys.
I gotta ask you, what's your favorite Marvin Gaye album?
Oh man, it would definitely be the What's Going On. I mean, or
Hear My Dear.
Hear My Dear. Yeah, that's definitely a good one, too.
The story of Hear My Dear. Do you know the story about his ex-wife?
I mean, I know a little bit
so,
of it. You know.
Marvin Gaye, his ex-wife left him. She stranded him, came back, wanted money, made a deal. Let me do an album.
Yes.
And he would split the profits with her. So he went in with the intention of making the worst album ever because he hated her.
Yeah.
So he fired all the musicians and said, I'll do it all myself. His best
and
work
the, and
today.
The, yeah, they made the best masterpiece out of that. You know, I wish I could
hear my dear.
I wish I could be half, you know, as good of a musician as that, you know, but it's something to be inspired by for sure.
And I love that 3-6 Mafia takes for a bunch of that Hear My Dear album. They use a ton of those samples.
Yeah.
But that's one thing I think is so cool about music samples. But I'm talking about your live show and what we can expect tonight, because you're playing at 8 tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're, first off, your dance moves are great. I've never seen anything like it, and
that's funny.
Feel it. You know, yeah. That's why I think your show's so great. You know, you're contagious, man.
Hmm.
Like, you're... People can't fake that on stage.
Yeah. You know, I like to, you know, just really be myself on stage. And, you know, before I started writing songs, I studied dance for 4 years in college, and I've been dancing since I was 12 years old. And so, I mean, what you'll see on stage is just an extension of me. It's a lot of weird Southern banter and stuff that I say. And basically it's all about just delivering the songs as how they should be. You know, there's nothing to cover up anything. It's just straightforward R&B songs, you know.
And it's apparent how real you are, you know, and how sincere you are. I mean, you just can see it in your face. And your band's great, too. You know,
oh, man.
Your band's amazing. The tambourine player, I love her.
Oh, Brittany Jesse, definitely.
Oh, they're amazing. And guitar players, I mean, just the whole thing.
Thank you.
You know, this is such a new thing for you. You've just been writing music for 4 years, you said.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you've blown up and you're on tour. And is it a bit intimidating, like, to have all these rehearsals going on and, like, you know, your show's so perfectly planned out?
Yeah. And a lot of that is just playing every night. You know, we never really got to sit down and, like, map it out. It's just, like, it's whatever comes out naturally. But, yeah, it's intimidating, a lot of pressure to have to do this almost every night, you know, and to continue to give people a good show. And me personally, you know, I'm a very shy person, you know, and so I've been growing, you know, a lot since the first time I stepped on stage. But yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
It's such a beautiful thing. And the way you ended the show when all the lights went all out and it was just you and the guitar, I mean, it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect.
Mm.
And man, I love your album. It's my favorite debut album of last year. And
I'm
so glad that you're sitting here, man. You're such a genuine guy. And
thank you.
Everybody, please go see him at the Access stage tonight at 8 o'clock. I've seen his show twice. I've seen a small version of it now. I've seen the big version. That was just so cool. I've seen you grown so much in just a year.
Well, we're going to get it in. It's going to be fun tonight.
You know,
can't wait.
When listening to your album coming home, I feel like I knew you as a person, even though I've never met you before after listening to that album. So I think that's a very strong selling point of it. So go listen to it. You're keeping the soul alive. And thank you so much for coming by and stopping and talking to us. And
no worries.
I will be at your show tonight.
All right.
I'll be back in just a little bit, guys. This is Hangout Radio. I'm Mystic Marge, and I've got more tunes on the way.